KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A local NPO has laid the blame for an increase in rape cases at the foot of government. KZN recorded the highest number of rapes, contributing 19.9% to the national total in the fourth quarter crime stats of 2024-2025. Lifeline and Rape Crisis Pietermaritzburg's Sinikiwe Biyela believes there's no urgency from government to address the crisis.
As we speak now, there are no DNA test kits in the province. The province is using either expired test kits to test to do DNA for the rape survivors, or they're using test kits that are meant for children and they're testing adults because there are no resources. As a province, we have really let down the survivors of gender-based violence. They will lose hope. They will not even see why they must go and report these cases to the police stations.
The National Institute for Communicable Diseases is calling for heightened awareness against rabies. It says the disease remains a serious public health threat, particularly in KZN, the Eastern Cape and Limpopo. The Institute's Dr. Vuyiswa Khumalo says most human rabies cases are linked to dog bites and adds that the disease is almost always fatal once symptoms appear.
The most important way to prevent rabies transmission is through vaccination, especially dogs and cats. If someone is bitten or scratched by an animal, wash the wound immediately with soap and water for at least 15 minutes, then go to a healthcare facility. You might need post-exposure prophylaxis.
And abroad, at least 12 people have been killed and 7 injured following the latest Russian airstrikes across Ukraine overnight. It comes a day after the capital, Kyiv, suffered one of the heaviest assaults since the start of the war. Later, the two countries are expected to complete the final exchange in a major prisoner swap. And finally, as we celebrate Africa Day today, the National Council of Provinces believes we've come a long way. Deputy Chair Les Govender says South Africa being the first country on the continent to hold the G20 presidency is evidence of the progress we've made. He says they plan to promote Africa and leverage international countries to invest on the continent.
It is a tremendous responsibility, at the same time a huge boost for the African continent. One of the stumbling blocks across Africa is unemployment and poverty.
Your top story this hour, a local NPO has laid the blame for an increase in rape cases at the foot of government. KZN recorded the highest number of rapes, contributing 19.9% to the national total in the fourth quarter of the previous financial year. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.